Scripture reading this morning is in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, and verses 11 through 15. It's Revelation 20, starting with verse 11. "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire."
It is my hope and prayer that you have had and are having a happy holiday season. There's so many good things that happen at this time of the year, and we need to be thankful for them. I find myself somewhat concerned about some of the traditions that are taught and even some things that I believe are not according to the scriptures that are taught at this time of the year. But I am thankful that people are mindful of Jesus. And certainly we should not let anything that is a tradition take us away from that which is the truth and keep us from concentrating on Christ and what he means to the world. I'm thankful that we surround the Lord's table every Lord's Day and are reminded of Christ and what he means to us. And perhaps at this time of the year, when people are thinking about our Lord, although there may be some who think about him in ways that are mistakes, it may give us an opportunity to begin with that and teach more people about Jesus. And if we can do that, maybe souls can be saved. Back at the first of 1999, I believe the first Sunday, I encouraged every person, every member here, to take some time to take pencil and paper and assess your income, your blessings, and to make plans to be involved in supporting the work of the Lord throughout the year. As a whole, the congregation has done wonderfully well, and I appreciate that. But I would suggest to you that it would be good for each of us, sometime between now and Saturday, the last day of the year, to once again sit down and look at what we have done, what each one of us has done during 1999. I believe that God expects us to put some time and thought to our actions and perhaps reflecting on what we have done, or maybe in some instances have not done that we should have, during 1999, will help us to be better prepared, not only financially, but in all ways, to go into the new year that will begin next Saturday and continue as long as God wants it to. And we look forward to working in that year if God continues to let this earth stand. As I have thought about the last lesson that I will preach during 1999, I decided to use the question that you see on the back of the worship bulletin: is my name written there? Those of you who are members here are aware that we have been emphasizing the judgment during the month of December. We're all aware that there are those who are predicting that the end of the world will come at the end of this next week, or at least soon after that. And I have suggested that maybe we need to think about where we are if it did. The world could come to an end before December the 31st. It could continue for millions of years. I don't know. And if I understand the Bible, I don't believe anybody on this earth knows when Christ is coming again. And that gives us an added reason for trying to be ready. When we do not know when something is going to happen, the only way to be sure that we're ready is to be ready all the time. And so for that reason, we have talked about the judgment. what we will face when we meet God in the day of judgment, and whether or not we will be alone when we get there. And today, the final lesson in this series is my name written there. There's something about a person's name that is extremely important to that person. I find that I can hear my name called at a farther distance than any other name that is mentioned. If we were in an auditorium like this and talking to one another and maybe talking about different names, I probably would not hear it. But if you mention my name, there's just something about it that catches my attention. And I will probably hear it when I would not hear something else. When I look at a written page, if my name is on that page, it just seems to jump out at me. Because you see, my name is important to me. It may not be important to anybody else, but it's important to me. And your name is important to you. It's important where the name is found. There are some lists that are available today where I would hope that my name is not present. If you were to list some organizations that exist and those that are members of those organizations, there are some organizations where I would just not want my name there. If we were making a list of certain sets of circumstances and the people who are involved in those, there are some places where I would not want my name. But there is one place particularly where I do want my name. And that's what we were talking about when we sang that song, "Is My Name Written There?" First, let me share with you for just a few minutes some areas where a name might be listed that we sometimes think of as being important. If you'll notice in the outline, I put a question mark after that, because sometimes we may place more emphasis upon membership in certain organizations or being a part of a certain group than we should. Is my name written in the World Book of Records? I have a copy of Guinness World Book of Records somewhere, but I couldn't find it. I also have a copy of the Olympic Fact Book that includes in that all the records that have been set in the Olympics down through the years. And I just glanced through that book. I did not read it word for word, as you can imagine. But I just glanced through it, and as far as I know, my name is not in that book. In fact, as far as I know, my name is not in the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, it is interesting that in the Guinness Book of World Records, a certain man by the name of Leonard Mahan swallowed 501 goldfish. He got his name in the Guinness Book of Records. Frankly, I'm not interested in challenging that record to get my name in the book. I would suspect that there is not a person here this morning, probably not a person in the city of Henderson, whose name appears in this Olympic Fact Book or in the Book of World Records. But that really doesn't make a lot of difference. You see, we can continue to go on and live, and we are continuing to set our own records and to leave our own impact upon this life, even though we're not in a book such as that. Sometimes we're concerned about whether or not we're in the telephone book. Got a new telephone book just this last week that lists all the people, not only in Henderson, but in maybe about 40 towns in this general area. And I would guess that there are some of you in the audience this morning whose name is not listed in this book, because there are sometimes some unlisted numbers. Sometimes there are other reasons that a person's telephone number is not listed in the telephone book. Sometimes I will go to the book to look up a person's number and I can't find it because it's not there. But even if your name is not listed in this telephone book, you probably still have a telephone. You have a telephone that you can use. And though there is a good reason for having one's name listed in the telephone book, it is not necessary. It is not a matter of life and death. And if a person doesn't have his name written there, that's okay. He can still function and he can still live. You probably do not have your name written in the history book. I have a copy here of an American book, a book dealing with American history. My name is not in that book. And I suspect when history continues to be written, Later on, maybe 50 years from now or 100 years from now, if this old world continues to stand and people look back and are reading what has happened in the latter part of the 1900s and the earlier part of the 2000s, I would guess that my name will not be in the history book. In fact, I would suppose that there would be very few, if any, of us that live in this area who would make the history book, that future generations would be studying about us. Future generations probably, 99 and 44 or 100% of them, will not even know that I ever lived or that you ever lived. Is it important to have your name in the history book? Not necessarily. There may be some people that you know who've had an impact upon the history of this nation that somehow or other their name will be listed there. There was a list that came out in the Gospel Advocate just recently of 100 preachers who'd made an impact upon the Brotherhood. There are a lot of those that I don't know, very few of them that I've been associated with in the work of the church. My name was not in that. I didn't expect it to be, and I suspect 100 years from now, if another list is given like that, my name will not be there and yours will not be there, but I've still been able to preach the gospel. And if God continues to give me life, I hope that there will be many other times in the future that I'll be able to preach the gospel and live a Christian life and do His will. You see, that's not really that important. You and I do not have to make a name in the history book in order to have had an impact upon the history of the community where we live, and especially the work of the church in which we have been involved. I picked up part of this morning's paper that I guess we would call the society section. There are two sections here dealing with what's happening in the South and even business. And I just hurriedly glanced through that, and I didn't see my name anywhere in there. In fact, I'm not for sure that there are any of us here this morning whose name made the society page in either this paper from the Jackson Sun or the local Independent this last week. Most of us never get into the paper as far as the name is concerned. But really, that doesn't make a lot of difference, does it? Do not you and I continue to function today just as we were yesterday, even though we did not make the society page in the paper? It's not that important, really, that one's name be in a place like that. Although we do appreciate those who excel and those who have activities going on in their lives, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not that important. We can still live, and we can still live for God if our name is not on the society page. I have a copy here of a book that's called Who's Who Among Students in American Universities and Colleges. Each year at Freed-Hardeman, there will be a few selected, maybe 20, 25, I don't know exactly how many now, that will be selected by the faculty and administration and will appear in a book like this. Their name will be there, but most of the students that attend at Freed-Hardeman will not have their names listed in the Who's Who among universities and colleges. And yet, each one of them can still graduate, and each one of those who does not have his name in a book like this can go on and be successful in life. And sometimes those who do not make a list like this are much more successful than some of those who do. Is my name written in a book like that? It doesn't matter that much. Well, it has its place. We appreciate the opportunity to honor those who deserve honor, and the Bible teaches us to honor those who are deserving. But it's really not that important when you look at the overall situation and have things in proper focus as to whether or not our name is written in a book like that. I would guess that there are some of you here this morning who are Christians whose name is not in this church directory. We publish a church directory and try to keep it up to date, and shortly after the first of the year, we hope to print a new roster of members here that you can insert in the binder that we've had now for about a year, bring us up to date with the membership list. I think it is important for us to have a membership list. I believe that when I study the Bible, that the indication is that God wants each person to be an active part of a local congregation under the elders of that congregation. And that's what we try to do, is to keep this list up to date of those who are under the oversight of the elders of the Henderson Church. But there are some people who have attended for years who've never identified themselves with the church to let the elders know of their desire to be a part of the work of the church, but they're still Christians. And occasionally, when we're dealing with something like this, and especially with the computer not knowing what's right every time, the computer's the one, you know, that always messes up, we sometimes leave somebody's name out. We've had a case or two in the last year since we got this directory, and updating the directory, I suppose hitting the wrong key or something, we deleted someone that should not have been deleted. And the name did not appear for a while until we caught the mistake and put it back. But does that mean that that person was not a Christian during that time? Certainly not. Again, I emphasize, I believe it's important for each one to be a part of a local work, and I strongly encourage those of you who are attending here regularly who have not let the elders know of your desires to do that. I think that list is important. It serves a purpose. But it is not, and it has never been intended to be, God's list of those that are Christians. It is possible that a person's name, it's possible that you might be here this morning and your name is not in this church directory, and you are still a faithful child of God. And though there are some important aspects of this, and we emphasize that, it's not vital to your salvation that you be in a certain list of members of the church in a local congregation. And so as we look at all of these, the World Book of Records, the telephone book, the history book, the society page, who's who in American universities and colleges, and even the church directory, there are some reasons that these lists exist. And there may be some reasons why we might want to be on one or more of those. But they are not vital to our salvation. But folks, there is one list that is. And I don't have a copy of that list with me this morning. In fact, I've never seen a copy of it. Because the list is not kept on earth. It is the Lamb's Book of life. And God is the one who keeps that list. And if my name is not on that list, I have problems. I have serious problems. I have problems that could affect my eternal destiny, because that's the list that matters. And as we were singing that song, "Is My Name Written There?" the word "there" is substituted for God's record book. Is my name listed in God's record book, called in the text that was read earlier, the book of life? It won't matter that much whether or not I'm in the telephone book, but it matters in every possible way whether or not I am in the book of life. You see, the Bible tells us in Acts 2:47, that God does the adding to this book. There on that Pentecost, following the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Peter preached about Christ and came to the conclusion that he was the Lord, that Jesus was the Christ and the Lord and the Savior. People were touched and they wanted to know what to do and ask, and he told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Later in that chapter, we're told that 3,000 did. 3,000 people who had only heard that one gospel sermon. 3,000 people who had been so ingrained in the Jewish system, maybe not really understanding everything about the Messiah, who were so impressed with what Peter told them that they obeyed the gospel. They received the word and were baptized. And the Lord added them to the church, to Christ, that day. Verse 47 of that chapter says, "The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Now that's the book of life that he's talking about there. And those of us that are already Christians, when we were scripturally baptized as penitent believers, we were baptized into Jesus Christ and into his body and into his death. And at that moment, at that second, God added the name to his book of life. And that's where I want my name, if it never appears anywhere else. But it's also interesting that the Bible says that God has the ability to blot out one's name. I'm talking about one of the seven churches of Asia and encouraging them to overcome, warning them about what could happen if they did not. In Revelation 3 and verse 5, it is said that if they overcome, God will not blot out their names out of the book of life. Now, the other side of that is, if they do not overcome and do not repent, the indication is that God has the power to blot one's name out of the book of life. in the same way that he has the power to put it there. You and I cannot do that about each other. There might be some reason that a person's name is taken off the church roll. There have been times that fellowship has been withdrawn from someone here, and rightly so, the Bible teaches that. But that is not really as important as the list that is in heaven and whether or not we have fellowship with God. They ought to both exist side by side. If we have fellowship with God, we ought to have fellowship with each other and vice versa, according to 1 John 1, verses 6 through the rest of the chapter. But the point that I'm making is that God is the one who has the final say-so. And he has the right to add, and he has the right to blot out one's name from the book of life. Back in the Old Testament, in Daniel 12:1, in a statement that some think is referring to things that would happen in the immediate future to them, but at least indicating what would happen at the end of the world, he says that those who have their name in the book of life will be delivered. When you and I meet God on the day of judgment face to face, and he looks at his record, which Revelation 20 says is the book of life, and as we've already pointed out in previous lessons, judges according to what's written in his law or laws to different people out of the books that are open. If my name is in that book of life as a faithful Christian, a faithful child of God, then I will be delivered into the joys of the Lord to live with him in heaven forevermore. But on the other side of it, if you noticed in what was read here in Revelation 20 and verse 15, those whose names were not written in the book of life were cast into the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Now, 8 verses later, in the 21st chapter and verse 8, he gives a list of those who will find their place in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. And yes, there are the terrible sins there, fornicators and idolaters and adulterers and murderers and liars and things of that nature. But as already pointed out in previous lessons, the head of the list in Revelation 21:8, the fearful and the unbelieving. One whose name is not written in the book of life. Maybe a good citizen. Maybe a good parent, good husband, or a good wife. But the unbeliever, the one who doesn't believe in God. And that faith that we're talking about is described in Hebrews 11:6, not only as believing that he is, but that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not just believing the fact that God exists, but believing what he says about the plan of salvation. And if you and I do not have our names written in that book, we will be cast out into the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. And I suspect on that occasion that none of us will ever think about whether the name was in the history book or some book of honor or the telephone book or even the church directory. We'll realize that the only place that really matters, though these others have their place here in our lives, the only place that really matters at all, when I ask the question, is my name written there, is whether or not it is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is a rather scary statement made to me in Matthew 7. You're familiar with the verse that begins at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And then he begins to address the day of judgment. He says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And he says in the next verse, and this is the scary verse to me, I'll say to them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. That's another way of saying, I can't find your name in the book of life. But Lord, look at all the things we did. Look at all the times we called your name. Look at all the many wonderful works that we did. He calls those works iniquity, because they were really not in his name. Though the claim was there, they were really not, because he said, I never knew you. Depart from me. If your name is not written in the book of life and kept there by God himself, the end result is going to be that you will be lost. "Is my name written in the book of life?" is perhaps the most important question that we could ask at the end of the year or any other time. And that's why I am not ashamed to remind us of the Lord's invitation. And why I'm not ashamed to encourage you, and I suppose even beg you, to do whatever you need to do to get your name in the book of life and to keep that record of that name as it ought to be. If you're here this morning and you've not been baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, how could your name be there? That's what was necessary in Acts 2. And if you have, and you have made mistakes in your life that have not been corrected and for which forgiveness has not been asked, would you not be in the same condition as those in Revelation 3:5, where he says he can blot the name out? Or he can place something on that record that would keep you from being ready to go into heaven? Folks, when we talk about being baptized into Jesus Christ, and when we talk about being restored and receiving forgiveness of our sins, we're not talking about something just to fill space. We're talking about the end result. Is your name written there? If not, you need to rush to Jesus as together we stand and sing.
Sweet his cry of love and pity calleth, turn and listen, stay.